O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
If I climb up to heaven, you are there.
If I make the grave my bed, you are there also.
Yesterday I was crucified with Christ. Today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I was dead with Christ. Today I am sharing in his resurrection. Yesterday I was buried with him. Today I am waking with him from the sleep of death. Psalm 118.
I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Joyful shouts of salvation sound from the tents of the righteous. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord does mighty deeds. The right hand of the Lord raises up. The right hand of the Lord does mighty deeds. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has punished me sorely, but he has not given me over to death. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I will give thanks to you.
Reading from the first letter of Peter. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy he has given us a new birth into a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
On this day that the Lord has made, let us pray for the people he has redeemed, that we may live as those who believe in the triumph of the cross. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God,
that all people may receive the good news of his victory. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God,
that those born to new life in the waters of baptism may know the power of his resurrection. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God,
that those who suffer pain and anguish may find healing and peace in the wounds of Christ. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
That in the undying love of Christ, we may be united with all who have died in the faith of Christ. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
Let us commend the world in which Christ rose from the dead to the mercy and protection of God.
Let us pray. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to you and all ages. To you be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. As our Saviour has taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the risen Christ give us his peace.
Alleluia. Amen.